Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lucrit Lau. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Sam Chapman pinch runs for Larry Doby. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek bunts in front of the plate. Massey fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Massey and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Kritlow covering. Safe. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone is hit by the pitch. Easter moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-0 in the game. Grimek strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritlow bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Avila covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boone is hit by the pitch. Simpson moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillinger moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Dillinger scores. Coleman goes all the way around to score. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey is walked intentionally. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritlau bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zarrilla moves to third. Massey moves to second. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Nelly Fox. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla scores. Massey moves to third. Kritlau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe DeMaestri pinch runs for Don Lenhart. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Massey scores. Kritlau moves to third. DeMaestri moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kritlau scores. That run is unearned. two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing second base. Berthas now playing first base. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Lehner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simpson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Lemon scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, White Sox. Billy Pierce now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Jim Hegan now catching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerilla strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter strikes out. 2 outs. Clarence Maddern pinch hits for Harry Simpson. Clarence Maddern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch runs for Clarence Maddern. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Boone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.